Good afternoon. So this summer, my partner and I had the opportunity to work with the Transport Workers Union of America Local 101 in Brooklyn. Specifically, our project involved an evaluation of a fleet and driver safety program. Specifically, both of us were placed at two yards, two locations. So in the presentation, since we couldn't identify the specific location, we just identified them as the north and south yard. I have no relationships to disclose. The specific worker population that we worked with were the customer meter service drivers, whose main duties include operating the gas and utility company's vehicles, providing gas service, reading meters, providing emergency response, and collecting bill payments. Last year, the company had 10.85 motor vehicle accidents per million miles traveled. This number is 10 times greater than that of UPS, which travels on average about 3 billion miles per year. According to the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, 13,337 workers died in roadway crashes between 1992 and 2001. This is an average of four deaths each day. As a result, many employers have enacted a vehicle and driver safety program. The company that we observe has installed the DriveCam system in all their vehicles beginning in 2008. This technology enables the company to be aware of any road traffic collisions and motor vehicle incidents that may not have been reported prior to. As a result of this system, the company has been able to coach and provide proper driver training to those workers needing it most. Our goals for the project were to analyze the three-year accident rates for the company, to propose revisions to the current driver and vehicle safety program, and to compare the company's driver and vehicle safety program to the American National Standard Institute's Z15. In order to accomplish our goals, we became familiar with the roles of the CMS drivers, and we also worked with union leadership and the company's management team. We were lucky enough to accompany the CMS drivers on their daily shift work, where we were able to observe the traffic patterns and see the types of hazards they encounter every day. From there, we were able to compose a questionnaire survey to distribute to the workers in both yards. Some of the questions included how many hours do they spend driving a week, what type of driver training have they received prior to working and being sent out on the road, and also what are the biggest hazards they encounter on the road. In addition to questions that involved driving, we also were able to identify additional health and safety concerns raised by the drivers. For the results, when we compared the company's current driver and vehicle safety program to the Z15, we found that the company met a majority of the requirements. One thing we noticed that was lacking was the written program or the organizational requirement for driver and motor vehicle safety. We were able to receive back 150 surveys, which we distributed at the weekly safety meetings. From there, we classified the employees into two groups. We classified them into the young groups, which consisted of workers that have been with the company for 10 years or less, and the older group who have been with the company for 11 years or more. The younger group self-reported 20 more accidents in the last 12 months compared to the older group. The most frequent accident reported for the younger group was roadway collision, while the most frequent for the older group was getting hit while parked. For the drive cam incidents, we found that the older group had a higher count of drive cam incidents, and interestingly enough, the most frequent drive cam incident for both groups was following too close. Though the drive cam has given the company the ability and knowledge with which to address road traffic collisions and motor vehicle incidents when they occur, we recommend that a continuous and proper driver training program be enacted prior to a driver being sent out on the road. This also includes holding a driver's license for a minimum number of years. From the 150 drivers we surveyed, 55% self-reported that they drive 31 plus hours a week, and only 10.7% drive 10 hours or less. This demonstrates that a large portion of a customer meter service driver's day is spent out on the road. Additionally, in the self-reported surveys, 83.3% of the drivers found traffic to be a daily hazard, along with stress, scheduling, and the weather. To raise awareness of the work hazards and other safety issues, the company holds weekly safety meetings. A recommendation we are offering is to allow for more employee input and suggestions during those meetings. We also suggest that this meeting be a perfect opportunity for management to recognize those employees who have been without an accident or drive cam incident for that week. Though the company currently recognizes those employees that have been practicing safety for a specific number of years, we feel that a weekly recognition will demonstrate that safe driving deserves just as much attention as unsafe driving. Throughout the span of the project, we encountered a few challenges, but they did not hinder the progress or completion of the project. There are roughly 250 customer meter service workers between the two yards we surveyed, and we were able to collect 150 surveys. Circumstances which included vacation, sick days, and we had about two refusals, hindered us from gathering a much larger sample size. A second challenge we faced was the negative beliefs of some of the drivers regarding the policies and regulations that we were observing. Even though we reassured them every day that this survey and project is about their honesty and feedback, some of them could not let go of that preconceived belief. A third challenge we faced was full completion of the survey. Many of our successes on this project came with the helpfulness of union leadership and management providing us full access to the workers. We were able to pilot the survey administered at the weekly safety meetings. We were permitted to ride along with the drivers, and at that same time, we were also conducting one-on-one focus groups. We also were able to observe the positive and sometimes negative interaction between union and management. Our give-back product, as discussed with management and the union, was a poster with the results of the survey that we found would be most beneficial to the workers, recommendations and suggestions for improvement, as well as safety tips for the workers. We were able to present the findings from the surveys at the weekly safety meetings to demonstrate to the drivers that their honesty and feedback were what allowed this project to be completed. Through this project, we were able to observe the communication between management and the union. We also were able to observe the various workings of a gas and utility company and how all the departments work together to provide exceptional customer service. Through everyday interaction with the workers, we were able to hear their input and feedback regarding the hazards they face on the road, as well as their preparedness to deal with the various obstacles. For me personally, this was such a rewarding and incredible experience through which I learned so much, not only about occupational health and safety, but also about myself. I really liked the aspect of the project that allowed us to choose how we wanted to collect and what we wanted the focus to be. Though there were specific objectives for the project that were decided ahead of time, I felt full ownership of the project because we developed a specific and distinct way in which we met those goals. Having the opportunity to ride along with the CMS workers really helped me a tremendous amount, not only with creating the survey, but also with gaining a better understanding of what their needs are. I remember specifically riding along with one driver who I was told was very quiet and did not talk to a lot of people, and I was so humbled by the fact that he opened up to me and shared so many stories, not only about his family, but also about how he got really injured on the job and he was out of work for a couple months, and I kept that story in the back of my head the whole entire time. So I could not ask for more from this summer experience. I was able to get a hands-on experience that none of my previous internships offered. The mentorship provided during the summer was incredible, and I'm happy to have built such strong relationships. I hope that this project will be as much of an amazing experience for the next group of interns as it was for me. I also wanted to take the time to properly acknowledge all those people that have helped us throughout the entirety of the project, as well as thank you all for your time and attention this afternoon.